This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Joyce Goh, and it's now time for The Property Show. Joining us today is Tae Yong Kian, Executive Director of Corporate Services for the real estate consultancy, Knight Frank Malaysia. Yong Kian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with office supplies, because you're in the business of corporate leasing. So you're basically like, you know, you run an agency to lease out offices. So let's look at the rising office supply right now that we're seeing in KL, you know, with the average annual supply of 6 million square feet coming on stream. Office supply is likely to be, what, 139 million square feet by 2020. So how severe do you think this whole office oversupply problem here in KL, how severe is that?
Thank you, Joyce. If you look at the old supplies coming in totality, there's a lot of supply in the market. Yeah, but yes, a lot of supply, but not in certain locations. So if I can get you to bring you to in a greater context, looking at different locations. If you now look at what we track in the overall occupancy in KL is about 80%. So vacancy is about 20%. But if you look at KL, looking at places like in the fringe location, like Damansara Heights, today they are about 85%. Vacancy is about 15%. And then for the Grade A building, they are doing well. There's about 95% occupancy. Then if you bring you to the location like KL Central, we are about 93%. So they are doing very well, actually, KL Central. And then if you look at locations like Mid Valley is about 92%, 93%. It's very high. It's higher than what the average occupancy is, about 80% that what we have recorded. Then if you look at places like Bangsa South, at this juncture, what our data we track, they are about 79%. One thing, if you look at Bangsa South, during the 2016, they have a lot of supply also coming online in Bangsa South, about 1.4 million. That kind of bring down the average occupancy. But over time, Bangsa South, as of today, 2018, is about 2 years now. They have recorded quite a big uptake in occupancy. So they are now probably doing around 80%. So you got some good names like Honeywell. You got Regis Shared Services going there. So some pretty good names and shared services all has been setting out in Bangsa South. So again, a lot of supply, but not in certain locations.
Okay, so why do you think there's this differential in terms of vacancy rates when it comes to location? Some places, like you mentioned, Mid Valley, vacancy rates about 8%. I've calculated, and then 20% at certain areas like in KL. Mm. What's the reason for that? Is it oversupply, or is it because of the location or the amenities in those buildings?
Yeah, you're right, Joyce. I think if you look at what happened is city center used to be the core. And then over time, where they improve infrastructures, the metro connectivities, and also the good grids building that has been built in the fringe locations, yeah. So there have been those supplies that came on streams, and people see that hey, fringe also a good consideration to set up be a business address. So that therefore cheaper. We've also seen some rents has been cheaper as well compared to the city. So that has since also people have considered fringe as a good location. So now you go to those locations, pretty much you do have the kind of integrated offering. They have malls, they have good connectivities, they have some residential, they have a good blends, and they're able to support. Yeah.
Mm. Do you expect this vacancy rate in some places to continue trending up or coming down in the near future?
So what I see here is with supply that coming on stream, if you really look at the numbers in 2018 that we have, so in Greater KL, which include KL and Selangor, I think by 2018, we do have quite a substantial space coming online, which what we're looking at is about 5 5.5 million square feet coming on stream. So I think this certainly will, especially in the city center.
Mm-hmm.
So vacancy I think will widen, will increase. So we'll see a lot more competition will be in the city. And that will be a time where more competitions happening in the city. So take example, I think you look at what is 2018, this year and next year. This year, the big one will be the Exchange 106 at TRX.
Mm.
Yeah. So that will come online and compete with the market. And then if you look at ahead of 2019 and 2020, I think in the city, there will be a less supply. And then after that, and you go out to 2020, there'll be about another 4 million supply coming online in the city again. So I think city itself will be going through a bit of storm.
Mm.
Yeah. But I do believe in the city products like Exchange 106 is of great quality. You have a lot of international stakeholders that's actually in TRX. You got Lendlease, you got Mulia Group, you got HSBC, you got Prudentials. Those are really good names, good stakeholders. They're in for the long run. So Exchange 106, it will be completing by year end. It will be ahead. It will be in the market. And hopefully when we have more improved, better environment and more businesses coming in overseas, business flourish, and then you result more take out of office space, and that will absorb some of the space in the city itself, and hopefully that will help to alleviate that. Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned the city. It looks like it's going into a storm for the office supply environment. So what's the time frame when you see this trend reversing?
It's a good question, Joyce. You see, in a good time, a landlord's market, good time, you see a building that came into the market,
mm-hmm.
it takes about 2 to 3 years to fill out to a good occupancy, about 70 to 80%.
Okay.
So I think now we have a lot of supply. I think it will take probably longer than that. It will take 3 to 5 years. Again, if a good year, we have a take-up rate about 3 million annual take-up. So in a quiet year, we are probably about 1 to 1.5 million. So if we have more activities that encourage more take-up, and hopefully those take-up will help to cushion off all these stocks in the market.
Mm. Yeah. Yang Heng, you're saying 3 million square feet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in a good year.
3 million square feet take-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
About average annual take-up. Yeah.
Okay. So you're thinking that this trend, it could reverse in the next, 2 to 3 years?
To 3 years is a good year. I think this, with the supply pipeline, and also looking at the oil and gas industry, hopefully, because that's the darling of our industry, especially mm-hmm. in the city, and a lot of takers. One third of the stocks are very much oil and gas occupiers. So if those oil price improve, more projects, more hiring more people, translate to more take up. So that hopefully will help to bring back the city, and that will revitalize it. Yeah.
Mm. Well, obviously with this oversupply issue in the office space, that will also impact on rental, and we'll talk more about that after the break. So we're speaking to Tae Yang Kian of Knight Frank Malaysia. More with the Property Show shortly. Stay tuned. This is BFM 89.9. Good morning. If you just joined us, this is The Property Show. I'm Joyce Goh, and here in the studio with us today is Tae Yang Kian. He is Executive Director of Corporate Services for the real estate consultancy Knight Frank Malaysia. Yang Kian, earlier we were talking about the oversupply issue for offices. Obviously, that will have an impact on office rentals. So could you share with us, what's the rental trends for offices today? Is that stagnating?
Yeah, in overall, it's basically, you would say, it's all stable, flat, going forward. With more supplies coming in, that will certainly put pressures on rent. So I think in totality, rents is under pressure to go down.
So you think rental will continue trending down?
Yeah. Rents were under pressure to go down. It won't go down in a drastic drop, you mm-hmm. know, but it will on the flatten, on the overall, and it will slightly go down in a very marginal pace. Yeah.
Any figure there, or percentage, do you think?
Well, you see, the city center average grade A is about R7.20 a square foot. So, I mean, overall, I think you get a range of rents that starting in the city centres, a good ones from 7 to 10, and then you got the prime A stocks are all doing about 10 to 13 ringgit. So, I see that these numbers for those grade A segments were probably under pressure. Mm-hmm. So, 7.20, going forward with more of those stocks coming in, of grade A quality, I think that we'll expect a bit of competition in there, which in the short term, you see all those will drive down, so, competition will drive down the rents. Yeah.
So at 7.20 to 10 ringgit, is that higher or lower than what it was 3 to 5 years ago?
Yeah, grade A has been around that region. Mm-hmm. So it has been consistent on that basis. It went up to about 7.40, it went down to 7.20. So I think it has been that mark on the grade A, kind of on average.
Mm-hmm.
So I think going down, probably it will trend down slightly. And then if more things, activities come out, take out rate, occupancy improve, then you will see that it will go out again.
Mm. So. Let's turn our attention to co-working spaces. I mean, how big? That's quite a trending theme right now when it comes to, you know, getting for people working in offices. So how big of an impact is the co-working space trend to the office property sector?
So these are the sectors that is co-working space for operators are rising. We track in KL in Malaysia, those service office and co-working operators, the likes of Regis, Common Ground, that names that familiar in the market, Servcorp, it's about occupy about 1 million square feet of corporate space, and I see going forward there will be a growth. They'll be taking up more space in this. So it is something that is not just a local thing. It's regional. It's a global story. If you go to other cities, co-working space are all looking for space to grow. You know, so how we see this evolve? Traditionally, you see all those people still taking out space. Digital nomad. Entrepreneur occupying all this co-working space. What we're starting to see in the market itself, people taking up space, usually they take space that is fill out their space for their own use. And what occupiers we see in the market, they're taking out space and they're willing to take out this co-working space because they like the community aspect. So they like to mingle around, networking around. So corporate occupiers, what we've seen in the market, typically would take out the conventional space, are now also considering taking out co-working space.
Mm.
So you look at Common Ground. When I talked to Jun, he's talking about he has managed to secure 3 corporate occupiers filling out his space in Kent TDDI. So that's great. You know?
So Jun is the manager. I mean, he runs Common Ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those corporate occupier that could just take out a conventional office and fill out the space are now also taking out this co-working space. So that's the shift of behavior and mindset, how people use space, how people use the space, and they're willing to use in this sort of co-working environment where they like the networking opportunity, they like the social networking, they think ideas can flourish, you know, by sharing ideas, talking to different people.
Do you foresee a trend where office, perhaps somewhere down the line, office management people who manage office spaces, they might go down this trend as well, organizing events, you know, the way of co-working space, but they're not a co-working space.
No, actually, if you really talk about them, a lot of landlords will probably see them as a value add instead of they as a competitor.
Right. Yeah. So they see co-working space as a... So what you're saying is landlords see co-working space as
co-working
a...
Co-working operators as a... Yeah.
As a... Okay.
As a value add to their building.
Okay.
Yeah. If you look at... I was talking to one of a corporate real estate guy in charge of oil and gas. I mean... They are in markets like India. They are happy with co-working operators in the building, because what happened is in their market, because there's under supply, and they need to grow. They need short-term swing space. You know, corporate office, it takes time. It's not something that you sign out next month, you move in. You're dealing with a lot of people. So sometimes all this interim headcount that immediately they need this co-working space can cater to the demand. Mm-hmm. It's flexible, it's short-term, yeah. It's off-fitted. It's just like how you go in, all the workstations are there. So all those are certainly a value add to the building. And I think if you go around talking to most of the grade A, you will see there's a business service office operator and a co-working space in most of the grade A buildings.
Earlier you mentioned that in the city centre, rental is about 720 to 10 ringgit. What is the rental rates like outside in the fringes of KL?
So for those grade A, if you're talking about places like Mid Valley, the one with high occupancy, those range from around 6 to about 6 to 750. Ranging that sort of rent. If you look at places like KL Central, you got a range of in the region about $650 up to about $8 a square foot. Yeah. Mm. And you go places like Bangsa South, probably now what they're doing in the region is about $5 to $6 a square foot. Mm. Yeah, those are all MSC status. Mm. Yeah.
Are those rentals trending up or trending down, or has that... It's stabilized.
It's stabilized. It will remain steady. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will remain steady. I think those fringe rents, apart from those that just newly entered the market, but overall those locations, I think rents will be steady.
Mm. With the current oversupply issue in certain areas, what can landlords do to, you know, promote their units better, their offices better?
So we've seen a lot of landlords in the market that more flexible than before in terms of talking about leasing package to potential tenant. So I think apart from attractive rental package that what landlord is offering, they do offer other incentive as well. What we have seen in the market where beside rents, some landlords are also offering what they call capex amortization, capex assistance for the initial setup. But that capex is something that the tenants will have to repay over the term of the lease. So because initial capex can be quite hefty, so the outflow from the landlord will help them to not so heavy in terms of their initial move, so
their
they will repay
flow.
Over the PR, their mm. cash flow, so it will repay over the terms. So those landlords also have been offering, we have seen in the market. Some landlords also, they have gym facility and they're prepared to give free gym usage for the tenant. So there have been landlords I find that nowadays has been more flexible.
Yeah, but they don't adjust on pricing, is it? Do you see a trend where, you know, landlords are cutting office rentals?
What I see is a lot of landlords were trying to... it's not something they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
No,
yeah.
Nobody likes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But in times where buildings whereby they are competing in the competitive environment, we have seen landlords have done something by early birds package for for the tenants.
Mm.
So those probably the early birds are the one that catches the good deal, and over time they were trying to increase when more occupancy picked up.
Okay, so the early bird would be a discounted rate.
Yeah, it will be a discounted rate.
Thank you, Yang Ken, for your insights. Mm. I've been speaking to Tay Yang Ken, Executive Director for Corporate Services for the real estate consultancy Knight Frank Malaysia. You've been listening to The Property Show. We'll be back next Friday with a look at more issues in the property sector. This is Joyce Goh signing off for The Morning Run.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.